Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Great. All right, this is it. Your fantasy football draft coming up this week. Fantasy sports talk each and every day here on Sports Grid. It's crunch time in our industry. As we know, most of you are going to draft in the next week. If you're not, what are you waiting for? It is time. We had the NFL preseason now in the books. We got a lot to get to, of course, today on the show, Davis, no question. Definitely some interesting news to unpack over the weekend. We'll get into it with Deshaun Watson, of course, but no question, we're going to need some really good advice on what to do if you, for some reason, drafted J.K. Dobbins already, and maybe what the Ravens running back situation would look like going forward. So hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, I did. I had a great weekend. No complaints there. Certainly no complaints for me because J.K. Dobbins was not a big part of my strategy in the 2021 season, though the Irv Smith Jr. injury where he tore his meniscus sounds like he certainly is going to take a while to recover from that surgery. Definitely had a little bit of him, but the carnage has not stopped in the NFL. Already we have Cam Akers, Travis Etienne, and J.K. Dobbins out for the season with season-ending injuries. That's three running backs, you know, kind of in the top 55, 60 picks who are out for the year already. Certainly an argument against early drafting or an argument for early drafting if you had a lot of Daryl Henderson, Gus Edwards, James Robinson, or Carlos Hyde. So it goes both ways.
Yeah, it definitely does. Better to be lucky than good in fantasy sports. I think that's kind of my motto through the years for sure. All right, let's take a look at our headlines here as we start the show. Last Monday in August, football season is here. College over the weekend. We got a full slate coming up Thursday night. Ravens, unfortunately, lose J.K. Dobbins for the 2021 NFL season. We're going to dive heavy into that here on the show. T.Y. Hilton out again, multiple weeks. Boy, the Colts have just been crushed this preseason with injuries. Also, Evan Engram left the preseason finale with a calf injury. No word on how long he could potentially be out. And also, we had a deal in the NFL, maybe not the one in the Texans that we've been waiting for, but Shaq Lawson, very good player, by the way, traded to the New York Jets as they were looking for an edge rusher. So let's get back into Dobbins here for a minute and a lot of other things happening in sports for sure. But Davis, as somebody that has been drafting since June, Dobbins is out. You see him carted off. And your first thought in the fantasy world is what exactly? What are you thinking at that moment?
Well, my first thought is my strategy of not drafting a ton of running backs at the beginning of the draft, especially the third, fourth, and fifth rounds, already paying off. Don't have J.K. Dobbins in any of my high stakes leagues. And then my second thought is my 2019 fantasy football crush, Justice Hill, the fourth round pick out of Oklahoma State, is finally actually going to be headed to some fantasy football relevance, though it actually sounds early on like Tyson Williams, an undrafted free agent who played at not one, not two, but three different colleges before he entered into the NFL, actually looks like the number two running back. And then my other thought is people are going to be way, way overdrafting Gus Edwards. You know, my sort of thought is Gus Edwards not really in line for that many more high-value touches than he was going to get. You know, he's not going to catch passes. Lamar Jackson, pretty much the best goal line rusher in the NFL. The reason why we were so high on Dobbins is we felt that he was so talented that he would take away some of those touches from Lamar Jackson and that he would be a beneficiary of Rashad Bateman's injury and Marquise Brown's injury and et cetera, with catching passes. But we don't feel that way about Gus Edwards.
Yeah, and Edwards, a lot of yards per carry, doesn't catch passes, as you're talking about here. And look, it remains to be seen if the Ravens now dip their toe in the free agent waters. We'll talk about that coming up as well. No question, injuries are a big part of the fantasy landscape. And then the other story that we're going to get to a lot more here on the show, Davis, what did you think about hearing the report on Deshaun Watson? Tomorrow, if he is not cut or traded, the Texans are going to have to pay him $10 million. So that's kind of the next benchmark for this. It feels like we're closing in on something, but what exactly, I'm not really sure. So, you know, that's our, I think before the season starts, something insane will happen. That's a guess.
Well, you know, how insane can we really get? I tweeted on, I think it was Saturday. I can't remember if it was Friday or Saturday. We had Charles Robinson from Yahoo report that Miami wanted to send, what was it, 5 picks out for Deshaun Watson. And I said, look, guys, Deshaun Watson is not getting traded right now. I feel pretty confident about that. I mean, maybe there is some slim probability, but they are asking for the sun, the moon, the stars, the ocean, and all of the oxygen on Earth for Deshaun Watson. And the NFL has a very bad track record with cases like this, right, where there is, you know, domestic violence, sexual assault, et cetera, with players. But I just feel like in this environment that we live in, sending all of those picks, not only are you acquiring an extremely risky asset, like if you just want to view it from a business perspective, but you're also sending this horrible messaging. Like imagine the, imagine the optics, imagine the opening press conference of welcoming Deshaun Watson into the team. I just don't imagine that goes very well.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have to worry about that because I think that, and we'll get into this a little bit later, reporting and what the actual answer is here, I think are going to be two different things. I spoke to somebody over the weekend that told me there's more of a chance than Deshaun Watson Davis getting cut than he is than a team giving up all these picks for Watson. So if you have the pendulum swinging one way, maybe swing it that way. But those of you who are getting ready for fantasy football, maybe you missed some of the preseason action yesterday. A lot of third stringers really playing, but maybe some names for the future. So we'll dive into them here on this Monday next on Fantasy Sports Today.
Sports Grid.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Happy Monday to you. Those of you who missed the NFL preseason on Sunday, don't despair. Davis and I are going to tell you who were the fantasy standouts from the Sunday games, but a warning in advance, you may not recognize any of these names, especially at the skill position player, because that's just kind of what NFL Week 3 was. Although some starting quarterbacks did play, some position players did play, but for the most part, I believe that these are non-factors. We'll see if Davis feels any differently. So let's go into it here. Divine Ozigbo, we heard his name quite a bit last year as potential running back for the Jaguars. He looked pretty good. 11 carries, 68 rushing yards, also scored a touchdown. Jared Doakes from Miami had two touchdowns on 16 carries, 56 yards. We'll have to file him away, I think, a little bit because Miami certainly doesn't have the highest running back talent in that room. Jamichael Hasty of San Francisco. Boy, anybody who runs for San Francisco looks good. 6 carries, 55 yards, 2 touchdowns. Kirk Merritt is someone I know that the reporters have said has had a great camp, but Miami just doesn't have room for him. I'm curious where he ends up. 3 receptions, 72 yards, and 1 touchdown. And Davion Davis, again, Cleveland always looking for extra receivers, so an interesting name here too. 5 receptions, 54 yards, and a touchdown. So, Davis, these are probably not names for anybody's fantasy radar to start the season. I guess the question is, could any of them make their way onto a roster during the season?
Yeah, I actually think a couple of these guys we should definitely file in the back of our minds, specifically Jared Doakes, who was a very good college player. And, you know, we know Miami, they like to play it fast and loose at the running back position. We saw Savon Ahmed come out of pretty much nowhere last season. Miles Gaskin came out of nowhere last season. No one expected Miles Gaskin to be the lead running back for the Miami Dolphins. People were thinking Matt Breida, Jordan Howard, and right now we're all thinking Miles Gaskin, Malcolm Brown, maybe Ahmed, but maybe Malcolm Brown doesn't even make the team. Certainly, like if you want to talk about surprise cuts, if it comes out tomorrow morning that Malcolm Brown doesn't make the team, it would be surprising given the money that they gave him, but maybe they go, oh, you know, Doakes played pretty well. We feel good about Gaskin. We feel good about Ahmed. And then we're sitting there in week 8, Miles Gaskin hurts his knee. Savon Ahmed is not playing well. They give Doakes a chance. Bada bing, bada boom. And I know Jared Doakes actually does get drafted in the FFPC main event. You know, the high stakes fantasy football leagues, people are interested in him. And Jamichael Hasty has been given a little bit of a reprieve because Elijah Mitchell, the 7th round draft pick that the 49ers took, has been injured, hasn't been able to play in the preseason. Hasty could be the 4th running back in the 49ers, and you go, well, why would I care about the 4th running back on the 49ers? You know some guys who used to be the 4th running back on the 49ers? Raheem Mostert, that would be the big name who used to be the 4th running back on the 49ers. So definitely a name to keep in mind. Doakes and Hasty. Ozigbo, I don't really see it. You know, I feel like Carlos Hyde and James Robinson are pretty locked in. Ogunbowale is going to play on third downs. And Ozigbo, you know, he would have had his chance last year and he really did not capitalize on it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And look, you know, Merritt is a name I know everyone in Miami likes, but I don't think they have room for him. He's had a great preseason. We'll see if he gets cut, some team picks him up. Okay, Sunday's fantasy standouts at the quarterback position. Kyle Shurmur, yes, this is Pat Shurmur's son, 18 of 27, 206 passing yards. Very good game between Cincinnati and Miami, by the way. Yesterday, fun game. 9 rushing yards, 1 touchdown. Trevor Lawrence looked really good. 11 of 12, 139 passing yards and 2 scores. Mac Jones was 10 of 14 for 156 and a touchdown. Jake Luton, remember his name from last year when he got his chance, 16 of 18 for 137 yards and a score. And Baker Mayfield played very limited, 6 for 10, 113 passing yards. So naturally, Davis, everybody is focusing in on Mac Jones at this point. And I suppose it would be easy for Bill Belichick just to say this is going to be the starting quarterback. But of course, he's going to play the mystery game right up until probably kickoff, I would guess, next week. Maybe. I'm not sure if he will. But boy, I mean, I kind of feel like Mac Jones is right in that you know, Fields and Lance area where I think he could start. I also think that if he doesn't, it could be very quick.
I think Cam Newton will probably start week 1. Last week, I was thinking, okay, you know, let's go the other direction for the New England Patriots. It sounded like they were very frustrated Then there were a couple of articles this morning. I think The Athletic, and then, you know, whatever the big newspaper is in Boston. It has a name. I forget it. But there was another article about how it does look like Cam Newton is in the position to start the season. Now, is he going to start 17 games? Definitely not. Mac Jones has played very well in the preseason, and I think he's basically done everything that we could have anticipated from him. And I was definitely one of those people who was kind of lighter on Mac Jones during the NFL draft process. I didn't necessarily think that, certainly I did not think he should go at 3 to the 49ers. I thought Justin Fields should go ahead of him. I thought Trey Lance should go ahead of him. But we're very early. It does seem like the Patriots got a good deal with Mac Jones. Seems like they got him on the 4-year or 5-year cost-controlled contract. And at least seems like he can play. Like, you know, we were already hearing stuff at this point. Remember when Josh Rosen got drafted, and at the end of Josh Rosen's preseason, we were already hearing, does not look great. Does not look great for Josh Rosen and the Arizona Cardinals. And you hear those things about quarterbacks pretty early on because it becomes clear to the coaches almost immediately, like, okay, we got a value with this guy, or we didn't get a value with this guy. What I am excited about for Mac Jones is not so much him himself. Like, I think he will be fine. I would not anticipate a top 12 fantasy season for Mac Jones, but he would obviously be much better for Jacoby Myers, for Nelson Agholor, for Jonnu Smith, for Hunter Henry, and for James White than Cam Newton would be. I mean, they averaged 24.5 passing attempts per game in Cam Newton starts, and that number would be much higher with Mac Jones at quarterback.
Yeah, very true. We'll see. Maybe it's 2 games, maybe it's 3. We just don't know. Now, when we left on Friday, I had posed the question on Fantasy Reality to you, or Brett did, Davis, about Fantasy Reality will, or a top 100 player ranked by Davis Maddock will be cut by Monday. Now, you said fantasy. I think that is correct. But then you threw out the name Rashad Perryman as a possibility, just kind of a dart throw guy to get cut. And lo and behold, Davis, that guy got cut today. So where was Perryman? He was not in the first 10 rounds, right? There's no chance of that.
No, he was not in the first 10 rounds, but he was definitely being drafted. You know, there was no doubt that he was being drafted, kind of an ADP, depending on where you took it this offseason. He was going in between like pick 150 and pick 180. A lot of people were assuming that he and not Tyrell Williams was going to be the number one wide receiver for the Detroit Lions. What became clear throughout the entirety of training camp for the Lions, though, was that Perryman had not been taking the offseason seriously. Basically, every Detroit Lions beat writer came out this morning and said, yeah, you know, they paid him $2 million guaranteed dollars. They were going to be on the hook for that, regardless of whether he was on the team or not. But they're just, in fact, Chris Burke, who is the Detroit Lions beat writer for The Athletic, said there was just no way his summer could be rewarded with a roster spot. He was just, you know, not having a good camp. And, you know, you never love to see that happen to anyone. You know, we want all these guys to succeed, but it really felt like there just was not a place on the roster for him.
So they have to pay him $2 million regardless?
Yes. Yeah. They have to pay. He is already, and I assume he is probably getting that paid out. Well, I actually don't know how that works for NFL contracts. I don't know if when you get cut, if you get it as a lump sum or you get the equivalent of a game check or how it works. But they are on the hook to pay him $2 million, whether or not he is playing for their team or whether he signs for the Cleveland Browns or the Kansas City Chiefs or the Houston Texans. So Perryman, I mean, if he gets if someone else picks him up, if someone else decides to give him a chance, it'll be a nice little earning potential for him this year.
Yeah, definitely not a happy day in the general manager's office after signing that guy and having to give him $2 million to not play. I can assure you of that for the Lions going into the season. All right, coming up next, we're going to dive back into the Baltimore Ravens running back situation. It looks like there are 3 potential names that will be draftable on their team this year. The question is there a veteran out there that they may sign that would throw off the plans for the Ravens over the next week or two? So we'll dive into that discussion, and then we'll dive further into Deshaun Watson discussion, because that's what everyone is talking about in fantasy and reality today. So stay on the grid. We got plenty more to come here on this Monday in just 2 minutes. Don't go away. Great.
Great. horse racing.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
We have 18 hours of live programming here on Sports Grid, sports wagering and fantasy. And for those of you who are not following us on Twitter, what are you doing? Go right now over to Twitter and follow us at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV, because we have so many shows and we're talking so much about things that are relevant to the sports wagering and fantasy community that maybe you'd be interested in some and seeing them in little short clips, like clips from The Morning After, The Early Line, our show here on Fantasy Sports Today, Scott Farrell, Gabe Morency, all of our hosts here. We're talking, you're watching and listening. Why not follow us on our social media channels as well, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Well, the news this weekend, Davis, of course, in fantasy, this was the biggest bomb dropped thus far in the preseason. Of course, Cam Akers, as you mentioned, maybe a higher chance of success for 2021, but this happened really, I think, before most people were drafting, the average person, the person like me. But with Dobbins out for the season, let's take a look at least the obvious options. And I know that this has changed a little bit in the last 24 hours. There's another name here in the mix. But Gus Edwards, last season, 144 carries, 723 rushing yards. He does average 5 yards a carry, so that is impressive. But he does not really catch the ball much. 9 for 129. And Edwards, a couple of years ago, sort of pushed Alex Collins out the door, if I'm not mistaken. And Justice Hill, who was a pretty high draft pick a couple of years ago, really good college player, too. Only played in one game last year, and the numbers really weren't there. And the assumption was, at least for me, Davis, that these were the names. But now there is another. So there are three potential running backs for the Ravens. And I suppose you, very entrenched in these drafts, you have the ADP, and you have your finger on the button. Which of these three in the next week in the draft that you do you think that you end up with based on the value?
Well, it's not going to be Gus Edwards. He is immediately seeing a huge rise to his average draft position. And it just, to me, feels very unlikely that he is going to earn a large enough role in order to justify his draft cost. His first year in the NFL, he played in 11 games. He got 2 targets, 2 receptions. His second year in the NFL, he played in 16 games, 7 targets, 7 receptions. He played in all 16 games last year, and he had 9 receptions. And I think even the more interesting thing is you actually look at what happened at the end of their seasons, right? So they were losing these games in the playoffs. and Gus Edwards wasn't in there. Even J.K. Dobbins was not in there, by the way. If you go back and look at their playoff loss last year, J.K. Dobbins was not playing either. It was Justice Hill who was in there on the passing downs. And Justice Hill was immediately the name that kind of leapt out to me as that guy should be the obvious beneficiary. You know, he is a more natural pass catcher. He was way down the pecking order last year. Got some playing time as a rookie, you know, 300 yards and 2 touchdowns as a rookie. Nothing insane, though he did play on passing downs in the playoffs. You know, Mark Ingram in 2019, J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards last year. But it seems that I'm wrong about this. Immediately after J.K. Dobbins got injured, Lamar mentioned Tyson Williams, who, in college, he played 1 year at North Carolina. Then he transferred and played 2 years at South Carolina. Then he transferred again and played his final season at Brigham Young. Only had 1,100 rushing yards in college, 9 total touchdowns. So, you know, not immediately a guy who you'd be like, oh, you know, that guy looks like a superstar, but right. It does look like he is second in line. And in fact, the Ravens beat writers, Matt Hensley and a couple other guys both mentioned that Tyson Williams is in line to be the second running back. He had that great highlight run in the second Ravens game of the preseason where he stuck his hand out to balance himself from falling and got over the goal line. It was a pretty impressive run. He looks pretty good. I don't think that it is that cut and dry. I think the beat writers are acting on the information they have available. But Justice Hill has been injured in the preseason and hasn't been able to play. So I think that is playing into that a little bit as well. My guess is both of those guys get an opportunity in that role. And I think you can take either one of them. If you have a draft today, if you have a draft this weekend, I think both of them are actually very good dart throws, like not just acceptable, because there is a huge role out there if one of them is able to secure the passing downs. We know Gus Edwards is not playing those passing downs, and this is a backfield that's going to have tons of carries and tons of points available.
Yeah, and we've seen that in the past. The last couple of years, they have not been all that impressive for Mark Ingram, but Ingram was a force in the running game, and he's no longer there. So multiple running backs are going to get opportunities, which does lend the question, very similarly to the Rams, who basically ran out the entire preseason with just 2 viable running backs. They made that trade, Davis, for Sony Michel to bring in another. Do the Ravens do the same thing, or do they roll with these three? And here is the list. I know my name is on this list, but these are the best free agents, I think, probably. Don't hold me accountable for these names. I don't like any of them. Todd Gurley, 27 years old, Davis, out of football. Crazy. Duke Johnson, of course, has bounced around the league quite a bit. Le'Veon Bell looked completely done last year. And then, of course, my guy, Frank Gore, is going to show up on every free agent list that I do until he decides he's going to retire. So if the Rams gave us any indication, Davis, it's that the Ravens are probably going to snatch one of these guys up, I would guess. And maybe they're even inactive to start the season. I can't imagine with them going with just three. But Edwards, it's a little different. Edwards has had a lot of carries over the last couple of years to prove that he can at least start the season. Do you think that they dip their toe here, or is it just the running back group that we see?
You know, every time that I've said it doesn't feel like a team is going to add a running back, they've added a running back. Now, the Jaguars haven't yet. But again, remember, roster cuts are coming about 24 hours from now. We've already seen some guys start to get cut. So there could be other names on this list. Gurley, we heard those rumors earlier in the offseason that Gurley was going to be added to the Ravens roster. We haven't actually really heard anything about Duke Johnson this offseason, which seems strange because fantasy managers have always loved Duke Johnson. We haven't heard anything from Le'Veon Bell other than that he said he hates Andy Reid, and he doesn't. He did not enjoy his time in Kansas City. And you're right, Frank Gore. I mean, look, you know, there's a Harbaugh connection there, so maybe that ends up working out. I mean, it certainly would not surprise me. My thought would be this is a team that understands, you know, they have a very strong analytics department there. So my thought would be this is an organization that understands that running back is a very replaceable position. So if they have guys on the roster that they already like, you know, why not just go ahead and use those guys? Tyson Williams, Justice Hill, and Gus Edwards should be a fine running back room. Now, of course, they would be in a little bit of trouble if one of those guys would be banged up. because they would have basically, you know, Tyson Williams was their practice squad running back. So they basically have no one else who is familiar with the system and knows the plays and everything. So I would guess they will add someone. Particularly, I would guess that they would add someone after roster cuts happen tomorrow. You know, maybe Jamichael Hasty gets cut by the San Francisco 49ers. They add him. Or maybe Gallman gets cut by the 49ers and they add him. You know, there are some other guys. Mike Boone might get cut by the Broncos. Royce Freeman, by the way, Royce Freeman could get cut by the Broncos. He would be probably a pretty good addition to that roster there. So that would take some of the wind out of the sails for Justice Hill or for Tyson Williams. But this is kind of a great example of how our brains work against us in fantasy football. It's so hard for us to see the next thing happening, right? Justice Hill and Tyson Williams were not drafted in any fantasy leagues. They were, you know, the third and fourth string running backs. They were just not drafted. They were not touched. Well, some teams have four running backs going, right? You know, the Jets, you see Tevin Coleman going, you see Michael Carter going, you see Ty Johnson and LaMichael Pirine every once in a while. So now that we've seen the first domino fall of J.K. Dobbins getting injured, we should start to look at the next domino. You know, what happens if Gus Edwards gets injured? Because then if Gus Edwards gets injured and it's Justice Hill and it's Tyson Williams, you're talking about, you know, 25 carries a game between those two guys being doled out in an offense with a good offensive line that's going to score a lot of rushing points. So those guys, I think, are both very valuable.
Yeah, I guess the reason why I think they'll add someone is because I thought that I had read, Davis, that Justice Hill was a cut possibility before Dobbins got hurt, that maybe he wouldn't even make the team. And if that's the case, that means that's a 180. They essentially are now relying on Justice Hill. And then the other guy that you mentioned, I had never even heard of. So I guess that's my thought here, is that they end up with a fourth guy. But you're right. You make a good point. Tomorrow, a lot of players are going to get cut. And so, you know, they'll have an opportunity to sign someone and maybe bring somebody in. And the other part that you're right about is, and by the way, Davis, maybe Mark Ingram gets cut tomorrow, right? Like, isn't that possible? Houston cuts him and they bring him right back.
Yeah, although I guess a note that I wanted to make is that Houston switched their offense up again, and that so the first preseason game they played Philip Lindsay as the starter. Right. They played Mark Ingram as the starter in preseason week 2 and in preseason week 3. Now, I don't know what that means. Maybe they could just be seeing if Mark Ingram has anything left in the tank. Maybe they want to trade him for a 7th round pick back to the Baltimore Ravens or whatever. And probably the answer is that the Lions and the Texans just are going to have very little fantasy value overall, but it at least, you know, I mean, Mark Ingram is legitimately just not drafted in fantasy this year, like not in these best balls, not in 20 round drafts. So I do wonder if maybe they actually plan on going in on him as their starter in week 1. It'd be hilarious. But that was another name, by the way, is what if Mark Ingram just found his way back to this Ravens roster? It'd be pretty funny.
You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense if it does. And maybe not even to play, but just to mentor those guys and show them what needs to be done. It's very clear Ingram wants to keep playing, or else he would have retired at the end of last year. Okay, well, we'll sort it out tomorrow. Tomorrow's a big cut day. I know some teams are making cuts today as well. If anything happens significantly during the show, we will let you know, no doubt. Well, the biggest trade cut, who knows what it's going to be, it's got to be Deshaun Watson, who, in terms of talent, it's got to be considered a top 3, top 4, top 5 NFL quarterback. And if this guy was to play 17 weeks for any team in the NFL this season, he'd be a starting quarterback in fantasy. But there's so much more to the story. And now that there are reports out there and rumors out there, it's time for Davis and I to jump in like everybody else on Deshaun Watson. We'll do that next here on Fantasy Sports Today. Great.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. In our world where we pretend to know what's going on and relying on reporters to help us out and get insight, I am in this boat. I have been here before reporting on trades and things, so I find it very fascinating to hear explanations as to why reporters sent tweets and, you know, sort of the, I could take you behind the curtain on a lot of stuff throughout the years, but let's dive into this here a little bit. This started on this weekend. And Davis, Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports tweeted out essentially that the Miami Dolphins are the front runners for the services of Deshaun Watson, the quarterback of course, the current quarterback of the Houston Texans. The asking price, 3 first rounders, 2 second rounders. And that's kind of where it all began, Davis. Now, I do want to state that I just played a clip to myself during the break of Robinson going on a local radio station today saying that he did not think a trade was imminent, and he deduced this information from teams being out of it. Now, he is a really good reporter, so I'm not really sure what to make of all of this at the moment, but I would say that based on my knowledge of, by the way, the Dolphins and sort of what they do, I've broken stories with them too, and also the way that this is being reported, do you use front runner when something's not really going to happen right now? Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a little confused now at the wording of it, but now that I'm hearing the explanation, unfortunately.
I am also confused because it feels like if you are going to report this, and by the way, I have absolutely nothing bad to say about Charles. He's always done great work. He's definitely on the list of guys where when you're talking about a transaction, I feel like he probably has a better idea than most people. He's plugged in. I don't think he's being fed false information, but that seems like an odd way to generate the report. So again, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Mr. Robinson, but it feels like if I was going to report this, especially given how thorny the Deshaun Watson situation is with, like, you know, he's playing safety in practice, he's not playing in the preseason, he's on the sidelines, he's not on the sidelines, he's traveling with the team, he's not traveling with the team. The season is, I believe, 13 days away. We have no clarity on, you know, and we can talk about this in a second, but really the problem is the NFL. They have to do something. Like, there just absolutely has to be something that they say about the Deshaun Watson situation from a legal perspective one way or the other. But to me, Craig, this is not reflective of reality. The Dolphins are not close to trading for Deshaun Watson. If there were odds offered on this on the FanDuel Sportsbook, I would bet against it. It seems unlikely to be. Now, if the city of Houston police department and everything, if they come out and they say all of this is being dismissed, you know, legally it's taken care of, there is no more legal complications, I would say, all right, well, then let's start the bidding. But that's not the reality that we live in. In fact, it sounds like everything from a legal perspective is not even close. It sounds like nothing legally is going to happen with Deshaun Watson until February when the season is over.
Yeah, look, it's all very confusing. I would say that as somebody who is in the same spot as Charles previously, and again, has wonderful sources and does a fantastic job, and if I was given the information in terms of the explanation, I may have, Davis, said something along the lines of the Dolphins, and while the Dolphins and Houston Texans have not talked recently about a trade, it appears they're the last team standing if a deal is going to in fact get done. I read it as feeling like it was close to. I have to say, I kind of felt like there was some steam behind the trade, and I don't think that there was steam. Maybe there's something to it just in general. Maybe they have spoken, but it did not feel close, and that was sort of stamped home by Sports Talk 790 yesterday. A few hours later, essentially, one of their reporters tweeted out this, stating that there's nothing imminent between the Miami Dolphins and Houston Texans, and so we're kind of right back where we were a little bit. I do think the very important part of the Yahoo report was basically stating that Denver had talked and Philly had talked and maybe another team, Carolina, I don't remember. But they're all out, I guess, as of now. But I can also tell you, Davis, that that is not true either. No one is out if Deshaun Watson is given away for free. And inevitably, Davis, all of those picks that are being discussed, I don't think they come close, man. I don't even think they get a first-round pick for Deshaun Watson. I think that he's going to be closer to being cut than he is to being traded for everything, because Houston's in a no-win situation unless they decide to hold on and wait a year. And this escalated to the point so much that even after the game yesterday between Miami and Cincinnati, Brian Flores, the head coach of the Dolphins, was asked about if he has interest in Deshaun Watson.
I mean, I would say I'm interested in the players that are on our team. You know, that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in, Reed Sinnett, who went out there and played, you know, his butt off tonight. I'm interested in Jared Dokes, who we talked about, a second ago. I'm interested in the guys who, that didn't play today, that, you know, we're focused on our recovery and being fresh for next week. That's what I would say. I mean, I'm interested in the players on the Miami Dolphins.
Now, there are a lot of people, Davis, in the South Florida community that are asking a question that I can answer, which is one that you may have, Davis, I don't know, which is, why doesn't Brian Flores just come out and say, we're not interested in Deshaun Watson if you're not? And the reason why is because if they do that, Davis, every time this comes up with a player, the Dolphins are now forced to acknowledge whether or not they are interested or not interested in Deshaun Watson. It has nothing to do with just a flat-out denial, because they don't want to go down the road, Davis, of having to deny this every single time. And by the way, Flores could be a really good coach. He could be there as long as Belichick was in New England for 10 years. And then every single time a player comes up, it's fair game. Reporter can ask the question. He's going to expect a firm denial on a player. And they just will not discuss it. And that's kind of where that's at with Miami.
You are 100% correct. And also, you know, the additional thing there is, he doesn't want to be on the bad side of the front office either. Brian Flores might personally not be interested in Deshaun Watson, right? Brian Flores, the man, not even necessarily the football coach, but Brian Flores, the man, might not want to have Deshaun Watson on his team. He might have his own objections and his own reasons for not having Deshaun Watson on his team. Brian Flores might be the most bullish guy on Tua in the world. He might be like, look, I'm ready to win 13 games this year with Tua. That's my guy. But the front office makes those decisions. The front office can act unilaterally there. Now, coaches are going to have a big input, especially on quarterbacks and on, you know, the 56th guy on the roster getting cut. But at the end of the day, the front office guys are paid to make those personnel decisions. And particularly, and you can correct me if I'm wrong about this, but I believe there is a heavy analytical bend in the front office of the Dolphins organization, so that it, when you have a very strong analytics department, the conversation between the analytics department and between the coaches can be difficult sometimes, right? Like that, I actually just had a former Eagles analytics staffer on my podcast, and he was kind of explaining the best part of his job, but the part that was, you know, there's no training for this, is as an analytics guy coming in and talking to these front offices about what they're doing and the analytics department. And so I think that is another layer to this. The final layer to this, and this is what I really wanted to talk about in this segment, is of all the teams that should be trading for Deshaun Watson, the Eagles are one of the teams that I most think it's stupid. Like, I am most thinking, like, what are you doing? You have this, you know, athletic, left-handed, you know, awesome quarterback who looks the best that he looked, you know, Tua in the preseason looked so much better than he looked in the regular season last year. Why do you want to trade away all this draft capital? Why do you want to pay this guy $25 million a year when you have Tua on the rookie contract? Everything the Dolphins front office to me has done has been so intelligent. The Brian Flores hire looks amazing. I love what they did adding the wide receivers in the draft this year. The defense looks strong. You know, they signed Byron Jones in free agency. What is their motivation to be doing this right now?
Again, I'll go back to what we talked about at the beginning of the show. It's completely false. Deshaun Watson is not being traded for 3 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks. Davis, it is not happening. It's not even going to be close to that. I mean, there's more of a chance, again, that this guy gets cut than he gets traded for those picks. It's I mean, Houston is doing what they should be doing. They are going to put out the maximum offer of what they want. But then they're going to get the minimum, and that's going to be it. So what is Miami doing, Davis? The same thing, honestly, that every other general manager should be doing. Collect the asset. Stick Deshaun Watson on the bench for the entire season. He's not going to play. Come out and say that he's not going to play. And then trade him for double what you traded him for the year before. I mean, it is the New England Patriot way of doing business. Just collect assets and make moves. Now, somebody else brought something interesting to me to the table here. It is a little bit of an apples and oranges situation, Davis. But Michael Vick, when he was out of football and in prison, if you remember, it's hard to remember because it was this far. It was a long time ago. I think it was 2009. There was so much pushback on Vick. People are going to picket. People are, you know, the PETA, the animal. They're never going to allow Michael Vick to play in a game. How in the world can Philadelphia sign Michael Vick when they have Donovan McNabb, future Hall of Famer at quarterback? What in the world are they doing? And Davis, Vick didn't play. He just sat. They signed him to a meager 2-year deal. McNabb gets hurt. Vick comes in. He's unbelievable again with Philadelphia. Davis, I think that's, I think in a sense, and I know that there's, you know, listen, big difference between going to jail, you know, with this, for the situation that he did as opposed to Deshaun Watson. I don't even know how to compare these two situations, to be honest. But it is basically taking a guy, if this is true, at the very lowest level. Davis, John Gruden should be in on this too. Hey, just give him to us for free. We'll park him. We'll just see what happens. It's an asset. We'll get ripped for a while. We'll get destroyed. We'll get annihilated. People will say we got a bad guy. But in the NFL, in the end, these guys end up playing. And I think that is the scenario that plays out here.
Yeah, and look, if the cost for Deshaun Watson was a couple third round picks, a second round pick, right? A conditional first, even. I see
right.
It. Now, of course, Houston is not going to agree to that, because the only reason that teams are even able to inquire for Deshaun Watson is, and again, this story has become convoluted because there are actually two things at play. The first is the whole story that was playing out before all of the sexual abuse allegations, which was Deshaun Watson was sick of this team. He was sick of the ownership. He was sick of the front office. He wanted out of Houston, full stop, you know, before that even happened, you know. And then you add on this other thing onto it, and it's just, it, this has got to be one of the weirdest sports stories, and it's only really sports adjacent, but like, I just don't know what to make of it. If a team wanted to offer some conditional picks, I get it. If a team actually traded 3 firsts and 2 seconds with no conditions on top of all of this for Deshaun Watson right now, I would be floored. I would be completely flummoxed. It just would not make any sense to me.
And look, I understand what they're asking for. I don't think that they come anywhere close to getting it. And I do think inevitably Watson is somewhere else. J.J. Watt, David, nowhere near the player that Deshaun Watson is, given away. J.J. Watt said, I want to go, given away by the Houston Texans. I'm just saying. All right, we'll come back and wrap up this hour of Fantasy Sports Today in 2 minutes. So make sure you stay on the grid. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
As we wrap up our first hour of Fantasy Sports Today, we got Chris coming up with the update at the top of the hour. Davis, can we just talk here for a second about Patrick Cantlay against your guy Bryson DeChambeau yesterday? I mean, unbelievable scenes up and down, 18-17, 18-17, and then Cantlay hitting the winner and those guys not talking to each other the entire time. Like, I mean, golf has just been great this year. I was watching, like, for the final hour. It was really an amazing finish.
Golf has been great this year. You know, we had Hideki winning the Masters. We've had all of the drama with Bryson and Brooks. We've had, you know, a bunch of young winners, which I think is huge for the sport of golf in general. Like, for golf to be more palatable and more interesting, we need more characters. We need, you know, Colin Morikawa. Like, the Sergio Garcia and Henrik Stenson era of golf, like, you know, the mid-2000s, early 2010s, that was a fine and, you know, whatever. It was a fine era in golf. But golf is so good now, like, having these huge personalities. And Cantlay is what, like, the 13th best player on earth, but he can, you know, he can pull out a minus 27 at the BMW Championship and hit some of those amazing shots. It was great TV. I love to see... You know, I love to see Bryson lose. I've been a Bryson fan for a long time from a golf wagering perspective, but as like a personality, I just cannot handle him anymore.
Really tough, man. Really tough. And great for the game, too, because it's good to have villains, you know, and he's definitely very well established as a villain on the PGA Tour for sure. What an exciting finish it was yesterday. All right, Chris has our update here at the top of the hour. We have plenty more to come here on the show. We're going to talk about the biggest risers and biggest fallers in fantasy football over the last month, essentially the training camp and the NFL preseason, and whether or not we should be reacting to that. Of course, a little bit later, we have fantasy reality. We'll again hear from Brian Flores, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, and we'll hear from Javier Baez of the New York Mets, the gift that just keeps on giving in Major League Baseball. What a crazy story that is. You'll want to stay tuned. We got more to come here on Fantasy Sports Today in just a couple of minutes.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.